SCOTUS ruling sparks liability concerns for freight brokers. The unanimous SCOTUS decision in Montgomery v. Caribe case allows state negligence claims against freight brokers that hire unsafe motor carriers, raising new liability and vetting concerns among brokers. This ruling has significant implications for the transportation industry, as it establishes a clear precedent for holding freight brokers accountable for their hiring decisions. The closely watched case could affect how brokers vet the carriers they use, with many wondering if this decision will lead to increased scrutiny of carrier safety ratings and histories. The impact on the industry is already being felt, with some brokers expressing concern about the potential liability implications of this ruling. In Montgomery v. Caribe Transport II, LLC, the court held that the Federal Aviation Administration Authorization Act's safety exception allows state law negligence claims against brokers when they failed to use reasonable care in selecting a carrier. This decision is a significant shift in the way freight brokers are viewed, as it establishes that they can be held liable for their hiring decisions. The ruling stems from a crash in Illinois in which a truck operated by Caribe Transport II struck another tractor-trailer stopped on the roadside, severely injuring driver Sean Montgomery and resulting in the amputation of his leg. This tragic event highlights the importance of carrier safety and the need for freight brokers to prioritize it. Freight broker C.H. Robinson Worldwide had arranged the shipment, and Montgomery alleged that the broker should not have hired Caribe Transport because the carrier had a conditional FMCSA safety rating and a history of safety problems involving driver qualification, hours of service compliance, maintenance, and crash history. The FAAAA broadly preempts state laws related to a price, route, or service of motor carriers and brokers. However, this ruling suggests that the law does not preempt state law negligence claims against brokers for their hiring decisions. The trucking industry has been involved in many a case challenging state laws and regulations that it perceived to be